Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
And I'm here with Mrs. Duffy and Hannah Wallace and Matt Berry, the director and leads of the musical this weekend, Footloose. And first of all, Mrs. Duffy, I guess, why Footloose this year and what's so fun about it?
Well, way back last summer, we started thinking about the personnel that have been consistently in the musicals over the years, and it became apparent that we're going to need some sort of ensemble type musical because we had so many people, and we're going to talk a little bit later about exactly how many seniors we have. And there were so many people that needed leadership roles that an ensemble cast was going to be necessary. And so we threw three musicals out there to choose from, and one of them was Les Mis, and the other one was Footloose. And when we started looking at Les Mis, I realized and remembered that Les Mis is singing. It's basically 2.5 to 3 hours of singing. There are no spoken lines. It's just music. And it wasn't something that I felt comfortable doing. The kids sort of liked the idea to begin with, but then when we started talking about Footloose, the energy and the interest, I think, just sort of took over, and then it became just a non-issue. It was going to be Footloose. So.
And well, Matt, Hannah, why don't you talk a little bit about that energy? Obviously, everyone knows the Footloose song, the theme itself, but it is an energetic movie, and it's an energetic musical, too.
Yeah, and it really helped that they made a remake this year, so there's a lot more attention and awareness going on in the school because of the new movie that came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it helps that a lot of people know the movie Footloose because we can relate to it more, and a lot of people know the songs, and we get to do a lot of dancing this year, so that's something kind of new for our musicals.
And where does this compare to other musicals you've done in the past?
Well, I've been in the musical since 7th grade, and last year I was the lead in The Music Man, so it's just another great part that I got.
I've been involved, like Matt, for a long time, since like elementary school, and this year I think is different from all the rest just because it's a more recent musical. The rest we've done are just the old traditional, just singing and being proper, and this year we just kind of get to let loose and just act like normal teenagers.
And I know that Hannah brought up all the dancing that goes on in Footloose. That's obviously a big part of it. And with, you said, a large ensemble, how has that been in rehearsals, trying to coordinate all the dancing and the choreography?
Well, I'm very lucky that I have a former student who went to Broadway. And many of the listeners are going to know the name Heidi Sir. She's now Heidi Feldman. But she went off to college with the intent to be on Broadway someday. And that's what she went and did. And she decided in the last couple of years to come home and start a family and do those kind of things. So we got to draw on her expertise. And Randy Wilson, who is our athletic director here, started the ball rolling by sitting her down in his office one day and just said, "Hey, would you be interested in doing this?" And she thought it would be great fun. And she actually was one of the people who suggested that we do Footloose in the first place. So she, I think, takes a little ownership in the show as well. And she was really excited to do the choreography. And it's not one of my fortes. It's not one of those things that I feel confident in. So when she came and said she'd do that, it was just amazing. And you're going to see that. You're going to see that in the kids, in the energy that they put into the show, and also in the cool moves that she choreographed for them. It's fantastic. So kudos to Heidi.
And you guys told me earlier that you have been rehearsing for about 2 months now, give or take. So what improvements have you seen in yourselves and in the cast around you in those past 2 months, from where it started to where you guys are now?
Oh, just getting into the characters, especially. You kind of feel in the first months you're just kind of reading the script, memorizing the lines, but once it really gets knocked into your head, you just start to see the characters develop and people really get into their parts.
Yeah, and I think that after practicing for so long, we start to get confident in what we're doing. And then that leads us to, like Matt said, get into character and just have more energy with it and put our all into it.
On one hand, it's very easy because it's a show about teenagers. But on the other hand, there's a lot of things that 1984 teenagers felt like and did that, you know, 2012 don't necessarily do, you know. They don't have cell phones, you know, in 1984 that are readily available, and there's a bunch of different stuff. I mean, it's the way they dressed and the way they did their hair and all of those kind of things that are a little bit different, but it's still a movie about teenagers, and a lot of those feelings haven't changed over the years, and so in that way it was easy for the kids to identify with, I think. So.
All right, and Mrs. Duffy's show times, and how do people get tickets?
Okay, the shows are this Friday, this Saturday, and this Sunday. Friday and Saturday show on March 9th and 10th are at 7 o'clock in the middle school auditorium, and then Sunday show is at 2 o'clock in the middle school auditorium. And tickets are going fast, but there are still some tickets available for each of those shows, and you can get those by either emailing me at duffyj@knoxville.k12.ia.us, or the easier way might be to call the front office of the high school at 842-2173 and ask for Stacy, and she can hook you up with some tickets. She'll reserve them in your name, and you can pick them up at the will call that night at the door. So that's the easiest way to do it.
And I know before we wrap up here, you wanted to talk about the 16 seniors that you have in the show this year and their dedication.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, we have so many kids that have come up through the ranks, sort of, and been in shows that have certain expertise, and that's really what I wanted to utilize in this show, and that's why we chose an ensemble show, so that the responsibilities are spread out amongst a lot of the seniors. Now, we do have some seniors that are not on stage, and we do have some seniors who are making their debut on stage, but I felt like every single one of them deserved to have some sort of responsibility in the show, and that's why the ensemble cast.
Well, thank you guys very much for joining us today.
Thank you.